Catherine Shelley. What does a hero mean to you? You may think of a hero as someone who can fly, save the world. Maybe you think that it is someone who is strong or powerful, or you might even say amazing or perfect. Well, that is not what a real, true human hero is. A real hero is not some fictional comic book super person. They are someone who has a strong and big heart, a great attitude, and a quality of excellence. So no, not everyone is a superhero, but anyone can be a true hero. Catherine Shelley, nicknamed Kate, is one of these heroes. Though many people are special, the one thing that makes Kate stand out is her sheer courage, knowledge, and amount of people involved with her heroic actions. This is her story. 18-year-old Kate Shelley was a young adult girl who lived on a 165-acre farm along Honey Creek, which was a major tributary that was almost as large as the Des Moines River, which it drained into. Their house was located not far from where Honey Creek, which happened to be more like a small river, conjoined with the Des Moines River. She lived with her mom, two younger sisters, and younger brother. There was a fifth child, but he had drowned while swimming in the Des Moines River. Because she was the oldest and her dad had died of consumption, Kate had to take part of the parenting role. She did a great deal of what her dad would have done before he passed. The family lived near a train bridge. Since Kate had lived there for all of but the first year of her life, she knew the train schedules and was able to tell when they were coming. This was her day-to-day life. It may not have sounded fun, but she loved it. She loved being in the field, tidying, reading, some teaching, and especially cooking. So Kate always had a smile drawn on her face. Then one day, there came a bump in the perfectly smooth road, a large bump. It was July 6, 1881, and the sunny day was also very hot and humid day, which sparked violent, enormous storms to explode over parts of the Midwest. It was around 4:30 that afternoon that a violent supercell, a severe type of storm, plowed into the area. The storm brought extremely strong winds, massive hail, and plenty of other severe weather. There were many other storms that hit the area and caused places to get up to 2 inches of rain. Then finally, the third and final round, but longest round of storms hit. The rain was hard and steady and lasted for hours on end. By sundown, several places in the area had recorded up to 6 inches of rain and steadily climbing. The Honey Creek had begun to rise very quickly. Unaware of the rising creek, Kate got her siblings ready for bed. Then she sat down and read a book while eating a few snacks here and there. Kate enjoyed the rain. She had been listening to it and the sound of thunder while reading, as if there was one thing that Kate loved, it would surely be reading. It was around 15 till 11, and Kate began to hear the sound of a light rumble. But it got louder and louder, and then it was almost a roar. It sounded like wind, very strong wind, but it was not the storm. It was the 11 o'clock train rolling through. Kate listened to the familiar sound, the rumble getting louder into a roar, then the whistle, and then the sound of the trestle being crossed before finally being followed by one last horn, and then the sound disappearing into the distance. She had become familiar with the sound, as it had been several times each day. The whistle blew, then the sound of the bridge being crossed, but only this time it was followed by the sound of snapping and crushing. Then there was a crash, and finally a huge thud. Kate thought to herself that this was not right. The sound always seemed muffled, but it was as if they had suddenly been right outside the window, and noticeably even strangely louder. Alarmed, Kate jumped up, slammed her book shut, and ran out the door after quickly grabbing a lantern. She began to walk out towards the end of the field near the water. She got about halfway down, just about 30 feet above the normal water height, when she heard the sound of splashing when she stepped. She looked down to see herself ankle deep in water. The river had flooded. She looked up to see the disaster. The creek had washed out the concrete pillars and caused the bridge to collapse, and the train fell in. Then she remembered the eastbound midnight train with over 200 passengers headed right for the bridge. Kate sprinted as fast as she could to the damaged bridge. It was so badly damaged that it swayed in the wind. She began crossing it. The bridge's railroad ties were spaced out a lot, so many had fallen off in the storm. The bridge had no railings and was moving back and forth. Kate realized the only way to get across to alert the station of the outbridge was to crawl on her hands and knees and begin the long trek to the other side of the bridge. She used her lantern to see where to put her feet. However, a gust of wind had broken the lantern and it was no more use. She let it fall into the raging flood below. The river had come up so high that she could every now and then feel a splash of water spray from below and over the bridge. She continued to crawl. Her shoes had fallen off and her clothes drenched and damaged as they ripped when they got snagged by a rail tie or spike. As she worked her way across the span of the bridge, she gashed and bruised herself on pieces of the track and bridge. She could only use the light of the almost constant lightning to see where she was going. She heard shouts from below and screamed back that she would be back with health in a little. She knew that time was running out, so she began to crawl faster. She slipped several times and let out a shrill before catching herself and continuing on. After about 40 minutes, she finally crossed. She felt sick to her stomach, but the train was on its way and would soon be there. So she ran. She had to run fast, though. She ran as fast as she could and covered over 2 miles in about 15 minutes. When she got there, she busted through the door, startling everyone inside. Then she screamed, "The bridge is out! Stop the train!" Almost as she said that, she gave out and collapsed. She could not stand anymore and she was breathing very heavily. The 8 or so people in the station looked at the soggy, bloody, ragged, homeless-looking girl that had just blasted in the door without warning. The train's whistle blew in the distance. Kate attempted to say, "Stop the train," again, but it did not sound like much. 2 people working there walked out in the storm. They signed the red signal and the train stopped. Kate, who was bleeding and cut badly, was taken to the doctor that night. The next day, the sky was clear and blue, and it was obvious that the bridge was washed out. Kate had told them about the worker train, and 2 of the 4 men were saved. About a month later, the station was having an event at which they saluted Kate in front of an entire town. They also announced that they were going to begin construction of a new bridge and that it would be named after Kate as the Kate Shelley High Bridge. Kate was remembered for her heroic efforts on that night that in total saved 239 people. Anyway, this is why Catherine Shelley is a hero, a true hero.